It is 2:05. Hi there. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
And we've got a guest in the studio with us. Ryan, I'll let you introduce your friend.
We're here with Jen Smith. She's a very involved person in our community and a breast cancer survivor. And she's here to talk to us about an incredibly important issue. Avastin. And it's a cancer drug that a lot of people take for a variety of different cancers, but the FDA, for whatever reason, has a problem with it, and they are taking measures essentially that's going to block access to this very important drug that's literally helping keep people alive.
And Jen, we want to thank you for coming in and for helping to educate us a little bit more on this.
Anytime.
So what is it?
So Avastin is called an angiogenesis. That means it blocks the tumor's ability to get blood. So there's nothing else like it on the market. So you can't say, oh, we're going to pull this drug, but you can take something else like it. There's nothing else like it. It's used for people with stage 4 breast cancer. So it was fast-tracked for approval in 2008 with the FDA. All the initial clinical trials looked very, very promising, and they said, this is great. Go ahead and approve it. The subsequent clinical trials weren't quite as promising as the original one. And so now they're coming back and saying, you know what? It doesn't extend overall life expectancy. So it doesn't make you live longer, but it does keep you stable longer. But they're saying that's not statistically significant. And as a cancer patient, that's very significant to me. You know, having stable disease, being able to live my life, go about my daily duties as a mom and a friend, that's a very important quality of life issue to me. So yeah. Avastin is used to treat stage 4 breast cancer, like Ryan said, also with some other stage 4 cancers. But it's just being pulled from breast cancer. So doctors could still use it, but off-label. And it's incredibly expensive. It's about $88,000 a year.
So that's if they just prescribe it to you and then insurance doesn't cover it, that's what will happen.
Exactly.
And has this gone into effect yet?
So the FDA had an advisory panel that voted 6-0 last week that they pulled the indication for breast cancer, metastatic breast cancer. It's now going to Commissioner Hamburg. That should happen in 4 to 6 weeks. She will ultimately rule whether or not this gets removed from the FDA's approval. Right now, one of the big issues is if Medicare will still pay for it, because if you think of patients on private insurance that then transition into Medicare, they may have access to it on private insurance, but then Medicare wouldn't pick it up. Or if a patient is newly diagnosed and they're in the Medicare system, would they have access to this drug?
Because can private insurance companies say, well, all right, well, the FDA said, you know, recommended no, but we'll go ahead and continue to carry it.
They can do that. They can.
Most of them probably won't.
They'll probably, you know what, right now, the best guess is they'll follow whatever the Medicare system does. So it's vitally important that Medicare continues to cover this drug,
now,
even
if
the FDA doesn't approve
it. I've read that Medicare was thinking about continuing.
They put out a statement that they originally said, yes, we're going to continue to cover it, and then they came back a few hours later and said, we're going to cover it, but we may review it in a year. So it's we haven't seen a hardcore statement saying, yes, absolutely, we still believe there's value in this drug.
This whole thing just blows my mind, because we were talking with Terry Cowley, founder of the Freedom of Access to Medicine, mm-hmm. Just a couple of weeks ago, and this was when they were there testifying before the FDA. And you know, as I would watch on the news, these women were so emotional and just, well, you know, do you just want me to die? And Terry's wife is taking Avastin.
Right.
And it has kept her alive.
Yes. And there's a group of what they're calling super responders who respond really, really well to it. And they actually get to where their disease goes completely in remission. But the FDA is saying that group's not big enough and they can't tease out the data to show who the super responders are. So it's really frustrating. We know this works for some patients. Does it work for everyone? No. Are there significant side effects? Sure. With any kind of chemotherapy agent or cancer agent, there's always going to be side effects. But that decision needs to be between an individual and his or her oncologist rather than just a, you know, big blanket down in Washington, D.C.
Well, and that's the other thing. If it's all about the side effects, then why would they still allow it for colon cancer victims, for kidney cancer patients, for brain cancer patients?
Exactly.
So that doesn't make any sense to me why you're literally choosing winners and losers, people who will live and people who will die, by pulling this.
Yeah.
Yes?
Depending on which cancer you get, you have access to certain drugs, and but the side effects are still the same with any of them. So,
were any of the members of the committee and the FDA, were any of them women?
I have a friend that went to the hearing, and she said there was one woman who was on the panel, and she actually is a breast cancer survivor. Yeah, and still voted down the drug. And so, you know what? I really hope karma doesn't come back and she doesn't get a recurrence and need this drug down the line, because it may not be available for her.
For you personally, Jen, you were telling me that because of this drug, you are still here today.
I'm still here, yeah. Average life expectancy, according to the New York Times, is 26 months. So
When
you're diagnosed stage four.
Okay.
Yeah? So that means once it's spread beyond the breast, so mine has spread to the bones. So if I was a statistic, I would have been dead in December. But I'm still here. Like I was telling you, I just took my little guy on a Disney cruise. Great quality of life, really enjoying my life. I've decided to retire. I am 34 years old and happily retired and enjoying my life as a professional cancer patient. I'm at the hospital 1 to 2 days a week. And taking care of myself emotionally, physically, and mentally. So,
well, it's just an amazing story, and you know, to be sitting here talking to you, and oh, look, you've got a great tan too, by the way. I'm very jealous of that. But you know, to think that that this drug that's allowing you to live the life that you're living right now could go away, I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
I wish that there's something I can do. Is there anything that we can do? And I think there might be. And so why don't we take a quick break?
Sure.
Let us know how we can help.
Sure.
Okay? 93.5, 95.3, The New Connect FM. We're 93.5, 95.3, The New Connect FM. It's 2:14. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
Hey, thanks for sharing your friends with me, Ryan. I appreciate this. Jen's a super, super cool gal, and we're talking with Jen because, you know, Avastin is a drug that you've been taking, mm-hmm. and you got it when you were diagnosed with stage four breast cancer, and it has helped you live beyond the 26 months that you that they diagnosed you with. That
right.
And here you are, and things are going great, and this drug is helping you, and now the FDA is about to yank it away from you.
Right. Yeah. So we don't know the next time I have to switch to a different kind of chemotherapy if I'll still be able to get Avastin or if I'll no longer have access to that. So the hope is to stay stable as long as I can, stay on the current chemo cocktail that I'm on, and not need to switch. That's the big hope. The other hope is that the FDA, Commissioner Hamburg, does not pull the indication for metastatic breast cancer with Avastin.
And right before we went to break, the question was, what can we do to help you?
Yeah. There, you know what? And it's not just me. There are over 17,000 women that are on this mm-hmm. drug. So it's a huge pool of women that could be, you know, greatly benefited or harmed with this drug. The biggest thing I can say, go to Freedom of Access for Medicines, which I know you just posted on your website.
Yep, on our Facebook page, yep. MyConnect FM. Yeah.
Perfect. FAMeds.org. There's a petition on there to sign it and say that women should still have access to this medicine. There's also a lot of great information of ways to get involved, people to contact. Contact your congressman. I was actually on the phone with Congressman Tim Johnson's aide earlier this morning talking about the issue. Talking about what's going on in D.C., ways that they can get involved, make sure that they're aware of the issue. There's so much going on in this world right now that it's easy to get lost among in the shuffle of things, but we want to keep this at the forefront of their mind.
Okay. Well, you know, bless your heart for all that you're trying to do. So, you know, I filled out the petition with FAMEDS back when we had Terry Cowley on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I could do? Just contact our, is there some kind of an organized event maybe coming up where you know, we can all flood the phones or?
That would be wonderful. I wish there was. Everything's happening so fast that they haven't organized one.
Okay.
So everything's being channeled through that website, has great information on it about people who to contact, about people in control of the Medicare system and who we need to contact in
okay.
those areas. But it's a great website. It's a really good one that has a lot of information.
Well, and like I said, Terry Cowley, who is the founder of Freedom of Access to Medicines, his mm-hmm. wife is just like you in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
In the same boat. So now, Jen, are your doctors talking to you? Have you started, just in case this does happen, have you guys been talking about what you're going to do?
There's always a plan B when you're in cancer land. I actually have an awesome team of doctors here in town. And then I also travel down to St. Louis to Barnes for a second opinion. And we've actually been talking about this. This all started about a year ago when the FDA said, you know what, we think we're going to pull the label. And then they asked for an extended hearing with this. So this has all been kind of in the works for about a year. So we've had it in the back of our minds that this may not be an option. My doctor in St. Louis said, you know, the next treatment you go on, insurance may not pay. Luckily, I have very, very good insurance. It's still paying for it. But as soon as the FDA pulls that label, it's anyone's guess as to what will happen.
So literally, if the commissioner comes back and says, all right, well, I'm going to side with what the committee's recommendation, then pretty much so the dominoes fall.
Right, yeah.
Or insurance, Medicaid will probably be like, we're done with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you had a different kind of cancer and you were taking the drug, it'd be okay.
It'd be okay.
I don't understand.
Me neither.
One thing that Terry Calley was saying, he was just saying that the FDA should not have this kind of control. But if it weren't for the FDA, the drug probably never would have been available.
Right. Well, and that's the crazy thing. So this drug was fast-tracked, and this is actually way back from, there's a fast-track approval process that was actually created when they were studying drugs for AIDS and HIV, because patients weren't living long enough for the drugs to go all the way through all the clinical trials. So they developed a fast-track process. So normally a drug from being created to getting FDA approval is 10-plus years. Takes a long, long time. So when it gets fast-tracked approval, it shows promise in early studies, and then they have to continue those studies to make sure that it's actually holding up to what it has shown it could do in the beginning. And is it always going to show the exact same result? No, because you have different people in every trial, different circumstances, different life issues going on, you know, depending on how heavily pretreated the women are, what other outside environmental issues there are. But this still shows progression-free survival, meaning you're either stable or you're in remission for a longer period of time than with just chemotherapy alone.
Hmm. Wow.
I'm just stunned by the whole thing. I mean, I get your updates, and I just, when I saw that, my just jaw dropped that this issue was even happening. And my heart went out to everybody, especially you, that like this, that you're faced with this situation. I just didn't get it.
Yeah. How do you... And you're such a happy, positive person. How do you not get? I mean, I don't know. What are you going to do? I mean, you're gonna deal with it, and you're gonna conquer it, like you've been doing, right?
Exactly. There are a lot of things, especially once you're diagnosed with cancer. There are a lot of things that are out of your control.
Yeah.
And back this fall, I decided, you know what, my quantity of life may be compromised. I'm 34. I was diagnosed at 30. My quantity is not guaranteed, so my focus is on my quality of life. So I'm doing awesome things that I never thought I would get to do. I'm doing a bucket list. I'm doing lots of great things that I never would have done. Hmm. But there are things like this that I try and pack as much punch as I can into. But if the FDA overrules it, you know what? I'm going to focus on, okay, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Rather than getting so emotional and stirred up with it, I'm going to give it my best shot and then go on and enjoy my life.
Well, I guess that's all you can do. Well, can you, you know, like I said, go to the website that we've posted on our Facebook page. And because when you sign the petition, then you're also, you can click a box to be on the email list.
Yep.
And then once you're on the email list, you'll get these updates. And that way, you know, if you know, a big call up your representative's event occurs, then we could do that.
Right.
But yeah, can we, you know, we'd love to keep in touch with you.
Absolutely.
And do whatever we can, because this just seems cruel to me.
Yeah.
It seems cruel. I don't
know.
Unfair.
It's unfair.
It is.
But you know what? There's a whole lot about cancer that's unfair.
Yes, you're right about that, aren't you?
And literally signing the petition, one of my friends told me, wow, this is easier than logging into Facebook. It's that quick and simple.
It does not
take a lot of time at all. A lot of people get intimidated by those, but it literally takes you about a minute of your time. It's well worth it.
All right. You've got the best sense of humor, too. You are hilarious. Anytime you want to come in, you know, you're more than welcome.
Awesome. Thank you.
All righty. And Ryan, anything else? Sir,
I don't think so. I just admire Jen so much.
I know. Just a fantastic person. And you know what? And we learned so much just from listening to you, I think, just about life and try not to take things too seriously and just, mm-hmm. you know, doing what you can do. And how old's your boy?
My son's 4 and a half. He'll be 5 in November.
Okay, so when you guys were at Disney, was that his first time going?
We've been to Disney twice, and we went on the Disney Dreams cruise. I have the best girlfriends in the world that put together a surprise for us and did a fundraiser and sent us on this cruise.
Is that right?
We got to go. He wanted to go. There's a water coaster on the Dreams cruise, which is a new thing. It's a water roller coaster on top of the ship. And so we got to do that and just go and have fun. And I always go back to, my number one role in my life mm-hmm. has nothing to do with cancer. It's to be a mom.
Yeah.
And I was a mom every moment on that ship. And
that's
cancer
awesome.
Did not intrude on that.
That's awesome. I'm happy for you. That's cool.
Yeah.
And did he get the Mickey Mouse ears?
Oh, of course.
Of course. Did you too?
Of course.
Of course.
We had matching Cars shirts. He's a big Cars fan. So we went and saw Cars 2. He got, you know, the toys from Cars 2 before it even came out. Loved every minute of it. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for educating us today on this issue and giving us some food for thought and also a way to try and help you out.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
All right. Take care, Jen.
Thanks.
It's 2:23 here at Connect FM.